Hey everyone, Jeff Hammer, your Law of Attraction coach. Today, we'll talk about how do you eat an elephant? So stick around. It's all about baby steps, even for us as adults. You know, the stress we put on ourselves to be this or do that, or to show up like this or earn this amount of money, or wear this size, is absurd. You know, take a moment this day or right now and release that. Part of a daily meditation practice is to quiet the mind. It's in this quiet space that we recognize and can embrace the magnificence of who we are. I hope you're taking time to sit in that beautiful safety, the beautiful power of quiet. Now, if you've not meditated before, start with just 1 minute in the morning. 1 minute. Sit down, close your eyes, place your left hand in your lap face up, and place your right hand on top of your left with your thumbs touching. Breathe normally, and just be witness to the rising and falling of your chest. You know, we're so used to living a life of distraction, of multitasking. I myself even used to brag about my ability to multitask. I used to say I can speak with someone on the phone while writing a note to another and giving gestures to a person in the room, all without a hitch. I recognize now how ridiculous that was. Not giving 100% focus to anything. It's quite simple to understand. The power of a laser is millions of times stronger than a light spread out. You know, it just took me about 40 to 50 years to apply that theory to my own life. I've always loved the quote, "How do you eat an elephant?" The answer, one bite at a time. Now, I'm an animal lover and would never think of hurting an elephant or any living creature, but the visual is pretty powerful. All change, all progress, all improvement begins with that first step or bite in this illustration. You know, any change we'd like to bring to our life, good, bad, or indifferent, we have to take the first step. The first step in bringing positive change to your life is the morning gratitude practice we've talked about. This simple practice can be huge for you. It's the first step in our dominating edge practices. Now, most people wake up in the morning thinking about their work, their difficult boss, you know, other problems and challenges in life. When we wake up like that, we wake up in fear, and that's never a good thing. My personal routine sets me up for success every morning. The minute I'm conscious in bed in the morning, I give gratitude for everything in my life. My spouse, my dog sleeping in her bed on the floor, my home, my family and friends, my perfect health, the abundance that flows into my life daily, happiness. See, with my practice, I'm starting my day in gratitude. We can't be grateful and fearful at the same time. We have a choice. I'm setting the tone for the rest of my day. So give it a try. Thanks for listening, and please remember to share the link to this podcast with someone that may enjoy it, someone that you love. Remember, as we put out good on the planet, we're calling all good back into our life. It's the law of attraction.